looking back at here, I think that we decided on last year before we went on holiday.
When he was here, he was referred to the bill that is going to trade industry on the performance protection bill. So the department, the Foreign Committee on Trade and Industry has already started the process of having public hearings to deal with that bill. Last week they had a workshop. I will say members have got the key elements of that bill. I'll send it to the members. So on this Friday, they're having a briefing with the Department of Trade and Industry to introduce the bill to Parliament. And then next week they will start the public hearing. So next week on Tuesday, we will not have a committee meeting, but Chairperson indicated the members to please attend that public hearing. And then after that, on the Friday, we'll also have another public hearing. So, so they will have their deliberations on the 3rd of February, that is a Friday as well. So the meeting of the 21st has been moved to the 28th. The committee will have a meeting on the 28th, a committee meeting to deal with our own business. So the meeting of the 17th, the 21st February, the 24th of February, on the 3rd of March. Sorry, I think it's February. Instead of March, yes. Those are the PC on trade industry meetings. I'll email the programs to the members highlighting that, because the center didn't highlight it as I indicated there. So those are the meetings for trade industry to deal with that particular bill. So the key points of that bill will be sent to the members, because it does touch on some of the work that the council does in terms of the access. So I think it's important.
Okay. Thank you very much. I thought a lot of members, but I think we are the people who represent access more than the Department of Trade and Industry. So we need to be hands-on on this. And the part of this, and it's a pity that the department is not here, but we are going to communicate that they ensure that artists know about this, and artists can come in and have the say. I think that's very important. Honorable members, the program is here. If you have any changes, that you would like to. Comments or questions?
another business.
On the page 8, transcript legal situation is the time for this. Using by the box said you were advised of transcript. I'm not sure exactly what we decided for 4:30 this morning on the slavery and transcript. What was the compliance? Is it necessary or just doing that? I'm not sure. I just want to turn it up a little bit.
Okay.
On the 28th of March, they said there is a briefing by the department said you were advised of transcript. Legal unit on the legal standing of concept and way forward. I think that there's nothing wrong with that. But this morning the pleasure also has come to say about that. I'm not sure if that's a different point of view or
the office of the Minister Treasury was there was supposed to be a meeting on that agenda item today. The 28th of March was supposed to take place today, but friends have indicated that they could not attend the meeting because they've got another program that's running this month. The Office of the Treasury was did not get that email, apparently, that they were not supposed to come. But I've spoken to the legal the lady that was here. She indicated that they will attend the next meeting where they will have, where we'll have the, because they already met the National Treasury, Parliament, and also PENSAL already met as legal, as the legal unit, and discussed all of everything. So they will bring a, I think, a joint, a combined presentation for the 28th of March.
And that's all I wanted.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable. Are there any other concerns or anything? Can we get someone to propose me for the Another from Mokosi is proposing that we adopt this as our program for this. That can another Mokosi discuss on me. Thank you very much. Can we then go to the report. We have the Nelson Mandela report, and we have the Tarkov report. Can we look at the Nelson Mandela report first? We are on page 1. Page 2.
There are no recommendations. This would be 3.1.2, the bloated managerial structure. In our recommendation, there's nothing with regard to that one. So I don't know that the last recommendation, the organization has to adhere to labor laws, plus when employees are putting a change, they should be remunerated accordingly. Now, I don't know what are the implications of this, and also what is the position with the management.
3.1.2.
Yeah, 3.1.2. Because I need to read that together with the recommendation.
There's no recommendation. What would be our member of the committee.
Chair, my advice or proposal would be that I don't know if we have done it in the past, but as I said, the findings, the recommendation needs to speak to the findings.
Yeah.
But seemingly these recommendations does not do that, all these recommendations, because it's important that they need to go back to Texas. Now, I was sitting with a three-year-old in a car, and this seatbelt was going on, tick, 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 and she said to me, I hear the seatbelt sound, but there's no corrective action. So sounds like a swear, some corrective action.
I think if the manner in which they are done in bullet points, but so here, these are the findings, but you find that from the last page, there are recommendations from the last page, but they are not like, yes, they are not aligned in a way. So I think that should happen to align the recommendation with the finding. And this is how, as the portfolio committee, we usually do this. This is how we usually do it. This is what we said from the onset. Even when they were saying that, no, it's not how it's done in Parliament. We said we need to do it this way. So this was our decision. That if we make a finding, let's make a recommendation that aligns to the finding. So I see that you have these things that we are recommending, align them with what the findings are. So you need to do this in both of the report. But just to say that I have had that they were interviewed for the CEO at Nelson Mandela Museum. They were interviewed, but I don't know how far they have gone. But I've said that they need to inform the committee formally of what has happened. Because one of the problems is that we have this headless institution, and this brings a lot of problems. With Parkhoff says, well, there are problems at Parkhoff, and I really don't know what we should do, but I think maybe there should be a sitting where we go, entity by entity with the department, because we can't go on having problems in entities when 80% of the budget goes to departments. But align the recommendations with the findings, the usual way that we do it. Let's go to the minutes, honorable member. October, and we have the 13th of October, and we have the 29th of November, and we have the 7th of November. Let us go to the one that has to do with the minutes of the 11th of October. They have to do with the briefing of the Nelson Mandela Museum. Can we go to page 1? Page 2. taboo the issue of the emissions of methane. We cannot keep on discussing you. If you don't know us by now, you will never know us. Yes. Yes, it must never be an issue again, the issue of the initial conflict. At least the issue of people who are out there, maybe we can tolerate, but not the one of honorable members. We are on page 2. Okay, I put the minute. Honorable Makonda is moving. Can we get it? Honorable Sulebi is second. Thank you very much. Can we take the minute of the session where we had the market theater, Mr. Rosie, and the Department of Arts and Culture. We are on page 1. Dawood has taken note of the initial page 2. Page 3. Put the minute. Honorable Makonda and Honorable Philandro. Thank you very much.
You said you on the working before.
Can we go to the minute of the 29th? Briefing by the Department of Arts and Culture on the second and quarter expenditure report, page 1. Page 2.
Can I just ask one question? Just one question in terms of page on page 3. second paragraph. What does the MOU?
Yeah, okay, you can ask. I might have noticed it. Okay. You can ask.
No, you've
noticed. No, no.
Now, what does the MOU for the Artists in Schools program?
On page 4, I put the minutes. Another problem.
Honorable
fourth one. The fourth one. Honorable Macron, second. The last set of minutes of the 7th of February consideration and adoption of the 7th program. And also the NAC. Page 1.
Chair, I just needed to ask, was there any, again, any corrective action or corrective discussions with regard to page 3, bullet 4, the irregular appointment of the LAC Council? Was there any outcome there, the explanation, or what did we recommend? Then again, just a report.
It's the minutes and
yeah.
Things, but it's true, even in the minutes, what did you say about this? What was the decision that you took? Upon that, hearing everything that you said as the committee, this is what we are saying. Didn't you come to that point? Does anyone remember? Remember what you think that what we said there was that we need to visit the entity. We need to visit the entity so that we are able to engage everybody within the entity to get information. So I think it's important for this to be in our minutes so that whatever we discuss here is a true reflection of what
nothing is happening, not coming up with tangible action. What is this? But the most important thing is the action that as the committee is decided to take, so that whoever comes across our minutes can say that this, but they said they are going to do this, you know. And whoever wants to monitor us can be in a position to say they do what they say they are going to do. So I think, thank you very much, Honorable Kosi Kosmo, for that. Are there any other additions to this? Can we then? Okay, to with the amendment that yes, that says what we decided upon. Honorable is moving that the minutes be adopted, and Honorable Mr. Thank you. You were not there. Thank you very much. Honorable members, once again, I'd like Honorable Kofi.
I was just by our assistant to the editor indicated that in the previous paragraph it is mentioned. This is the paragraph above bulletin point 4. However, the issue that I would like to just put on the table, we have spoken loosely about it, and that is about a study for abroad. And maybe we should engage that and make ourselves proposal that we engage with that, because I think it's important that we as a committee do see what is going on elsewhere, and some of the ideas that are floating around, I was just thinking that we need to seriously consider countries with which we have a set and economic and other relations, and I was thinking specifically about the BRIC countries, not all of them of course, from which we as a country can learn, that have the same, more or less the same dynamics as ours. And I was just thinking specifically about Brazil and Mexico, because what happened in those countries is that the same kind of thing that happens in South Africa, where you will find where people with a darker skin color are discriminated against, and then we have in those countries we have a art or cultural spaces where they translate to bridge the cultural gap. Now in South Africa we have a youth arrangement of September 24, we call National Pride Day, but it does not translate it's not inclusive of heritage in terms where we have an intercultural mix. Like the old Afrikaans industry, they sing a Elkin and Seruki for Ethan Day. So on the near term, Mr. Skin and Elkin, we try to build an inclusive society where social cohesion can thrive. And hence, against that background, I would propose that we do that and also look at those countries mentioned.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member, and you are raising a very important issue. I think we need to have members giving us suggestions to say that what are they suggesting, so that by Tuesday next week we need to have this suggestion and agree, so that we apply now, you know. We apply now immediately for that, what do they call it, study for. So I think members, as you have done, you've done your suggestion and you
I have also checked. I'm sorry, every time I start to do this, it doesn't work.
You've motivated. I'm asking you for the way. You've motivated your case. And if there's any other member who has any other country besides what the Honorable Paul Wong has said, we should have them so that by Tuesday next week, we take a decision and make an application as early as possible. So that's what I'm suggesting to you, Honorable Member. And I would like to thank you very much, Honorable Member, really from the bottom of my heart, for the manner in which you do your work. As I said earlier, I'm really inspired by your commitment, by taking an extra mile and doing the best that you can. And I'd like to thank you very much, and the meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.
I am a handicapped.
Yeah.